The mighty Victoria Falls, one of the seven natural wonders of the world, located on Zimbabwe's northern border with Zambia. Still a hotspot for tourists, although the numbers have dropped by 30% since 2000, when the Zimbabwe government first began to seize white-owned commercial farms. But here, on what is called a booze cruise down the Zambezi River, where the wine flows much like the water, tourists are not thinking about Zimbabwe's plight. The fact that 90% of the country is unemployed. That public demonstrations like this one are forbidden and often brutally suppressed. And that something as simple as buying a packet of sugar can get you killed in a stampede of desperate shoppers. Instead, hippopotamus, elephant and crocodile are welcome distractions. And as tourists enjoy the ultimate African vacation, they are shielded from the violence, poverty, and desperation that exist in the rest of the country. With the exception of the falls, tourism in Zimbabwe is at an all-time low. In early July, at this famous place further inland, we saw no tourists all week. This is Great Zimbabwe, the ruins that are one of the most important archaeological sites in the country, and what Zimbabwe was named after. The scene is deserted. The only other people there, the workers. In the majestic Chimani Mani Hotel dining room in the mountainous Chimani Mani area, empty chairs sit at empty tables. They have not had a single diner all day and no one the day before. Yet all the tables are set and ready, the silver polished, the napkins folded. Zimbabweans cannot afford to see even their own country's beauty. This man is a refugee in his own land.
Because life here in Zimbabwe, it's so terrible. There's no food in the shops. There's virtually nothing. There's no water. There's no electricity. I mean, the basic necessities are no longer there.
Zimbabwe's longtime president, Robert Mugabe, denies the allegations of unrest and shortages of basic necessities in his country. Mr. Mugabe and his government say they welcome tourists from all over the world. Ironically, the majority of Zimbabweans are more interested in getting out of the country. It is estimated that more than 2 million have illegally immigrated to South Africa in the last 10 years, escaping the country's collapsing economy.
Here in Zimbabwe, each day that ends, it ends without something to eat.
This refugee, who asked to remain anonymous for his own safety, snuck into South Africa, as many others do, but lacking the right papers, was deported back home.
Maybe a new government to come in place and make this economy work.
A country many others once visited for its allure.
It's a remarkably beautiful country.
David Coltart is a member of parliament and the nation's opposition political party.
It has beautiful people, and it's a beautiful land. All it's missing is democracy. And when we get that ingredient, it's going to be one of the best countries in the world.
To the tourists back on the booze cruise, Zimbabwe, located on the banks of the mighty Zambezi River, is placid and calm. But to those who cannot leave, it is a turbulent country on the edge.